Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have the commander of the American Legion Post 3 here in Price, Les Schultz. And with it getting close to Memorial Day, it's always great to bring someone in that can kind of put things into perspective as far as what Memorial Day truly is all about. And then they also do ceremonies at the cemeteries in the area, and they also get out there earlier and put flags on the graves of the veterans. And there's a way that you can help do that. They need as much help as they can get getting out there and getting these flags placed. So we'll talk about that in just a moment as well. Commander Schultz, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate you having me come in and talk to you and also get our message out to the public.
You know, I think we need to first start with talking about what Memorial Day truly is. And before we came on, we had the conversation where, you know, you were saying it seems like it's a day for sales now. You get $20 off of a mattress or something like that. And that is like the furthest thing from what Memorial Day is all about, isn't it?
Correct. The Memorial Day started out as Decoration Day at the end of the Civil War. President Lincoln put it in place, and they were trying to honor the veterans of the Civil War on both sides. It wasn't just a Union thing. They recognized both sides and recognized the men that gave their life for what they thought was the right thing at the time. You know, some people said it was for slavery. Some people said it was for secession. And, you know, that's all behind. Now it's just honor those that we lost. And that's what we're trying to do today, is honor those that we've lost, whether we lost them in battle or if they were veterans that have come home and have died since then, and we've had to do funeral honors for them. And now we go around on Memorial Day, place flags at every headstone that has a marker that says, here lies one of our veterans.
And that is and it's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing thing to go to the cemeteries on Memorial Day and see all the flags in the cemeteries. It should do something for you, shouldn't it?
Right. And really, it's impressive to take a step up on Memorial Day and see the number of flags that are flying in the graveyards, because you don't realize there's that many veterans. Because they say that if you look at the population, the veterans are a very small percentage of the total population. It's less than 10% of the people actually really went and volunteered. And truly, they volunteered. You raised your hand and you signed on the dotted line and put on a uniform and served, whether it was for 2 years in a draft or 6 years in an enlistment, or the people that were, you know, career and stayed in 20 to 30, 35 years in uniform before they retired and got out.
And so, once again, Memorial Day is all about honoring those that served the country as a veteran and after their passing. And that's as correct. You said, it doesn't matter. It didn't have to be during duty. It, you know, you served your country. That's what Memorial Day is for you.
That's exactly what it is now. And, you know, when we do funeral honors for a veteran that has died, you know, we ask for a DD-214, which means that they've honorably served their country. They served the country with distinction and honor, and so it's our responsibility to honor them. It's also our privilege to honor them, because they earned it. It is theirs. It's something that they've truly given to their family, to their community, and to the nation. They gave part of their life.
And that's absolutely true. And as a way to honor them on Memorial Day, you guys go around and do services that you try, if I remember right, you try and hit every cemetery.
We hit most every cemetery. Yeah. Come Memorial Day, May 29th, we're starting in Helper at the Helper Cemetery. And from there, we go to both of the cemeteries here in Price. Then we move to Wellington, do a ceremony there in Wellington. From there, we go to East Carbon, and we do a ceremony there. And then we load the cars, and we head to Green River. And our last ceremony, it will be in Green River at 2:30 in the afternoon. and support the veterans that are down there. It's surprising how many veterans are laid to rest in the Green River Cemetery. It really surprised me the first time I went down there.
And so what time are you going to get started at the one there in Helper, and then kind of just the times scattered throughout the day there?
Okay. Helper, the first ceremony is at 8:30, and then we move here to Old Price Cemetery, and we'll be there at 9:30. Then Cliffview at 10:15, and Wellington will be there at 11 o'clock. Then East Carbon will be there at 12:30, and that's going to be in the new cemetery rather than the old cemetery across the road in East Carbon. And then we'll be 2:30 in Green River. We'll be standing formation and salute the flag. There will be three volleys fired at each of the ceremonies, and taps will be played.
All right. And then also we talked about the fact that you guys – make it a point to put flags on all those veteran marked graves in the cemeteries, and you need help with that. It's boy, not just, you know.
Boy, do we need help. We're all old. Believe me, we're all old. And it's a lot of miles walking up and down every row in all these cemeteries. I bet you we walk 5 to 7 miles a day. We need help. We're starting about 8:15 in Helper on Thursday, which is May 25th, the chaplain from the post, she will be kind of ramrodding things up there, mainly because she's lived in Helper for a lot of years, and she knows a lot of the people that were laid to rest there.
I was gonna say, she probably knows almost where they're all at.
She's got the paperwork. Believe me, she's got the paperwork. She knows where all the veterans are at. But there'll be flags there to place. And then also on that same day, believe it or not, I've got the scouts from Troop 271. They have volunteered to help set flags on the 25th at the Price Cemetery and Cliffview Cemetery. So they've got a big job in front of them.
And honestly, you know what? You mentioned them. That's a great thing. If you are a church group or a civic group that is looking for some sort of a community service project, why not do this? Why not get out there and help with these flag placements, right? That's a great thing.
Please, come on out. 2 years ago, I remember we had, it was three or four women that were first responders, and I'm not sure if they were working out of the hospital or exactly where they were working from, but they came to help her on the first day, and they helped us. Man, they were running up and down the fields there. They placed a lot of flags before we were done. And we've got probably a total of 3,000 flags we're going to have to set between all the cemeteries. Because we're covering all the cemeteries that I mentioned. Plus, we're going to cover the cemetery in Carbonville, the one in Spring Glen, the one there by the golf course.
Almost family cemeteries.
Almost, yeah. There are still a few veterans in there, and they deserve to have their grave marked. They truly do. The Powell Cemetery that's behind Wendy's, behind Price Chapel, we did a burial there. It's been probably 8 months ago now. While we were in there, I looked around, and I was surprised how many veterans are there, so we will be stopping there and placing flags there. I know there is one grave we have to mark on our way to Green River. Believe it or not, there is one veteran that's buried in Woodside, and he is from the Indian Wars. He was a private. I think he was buried in 1868. You can just barely make out the grave, but it is still marked. It's a veteran from the Indian campaign.
Unbelievable. So if anyone wants to help out, is this just a, you know what, show up at
just
those cemeteries?
Just show up. Like I said, on Thursday, May 25th, we will be in Helper and in the Price Cemeteries. And on Friday, we will be, I'm going to try and catch the Wellington Cemetery. And Saturday, I'd like to do the East Carbon Cemetery. Myself and maybe one or two others, we can catch those little cemeteries while everybody else is running up and down between the rows in the big cemeteries.
All right. So once again, big Memorial Day services coming up, put on by the American Legion. They also need your help with raising some, or putting some flags in the ground and marking graves. Very important, very important stuff. Commander Les Schultz of the American Legion Post 3 here in Price, thank you for taking out the time and coming in. Go ahead and finish up what you got.
Yep, I've got one more item, and that is Flag Day, which is coming up on June 14th. We will be meeting at noon in the parking lot behind the museum and the fire department. We'll be set up there. We'll be retiring flags to retire a flag properly. The flag needs to be burnt, but it has to be burnt properly, and we will be set up there to take care of flags. You can bring flags with you that day. We have flags here at the post that we've collected since last year that we will be retiring. And there is a collection box at the courthouse. And it's it was set up there by the Eagle Scouts, I think 2 years ago, just for flag collections. You can put your flags there, and Scouts will be picking them up and bringing them over, and we will retire them at the same time on that day, on June 14th.
All right, and we talked, well, maybe we might be able to get you in. You're a busy man, we know, and we might be able to get you in one more time before that to kind of talk about it and get it all ironed out. Once again, Commander Schultz, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave, for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.